time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. You guys are going to have to show me a little for, just forgive me today for being hoarse. I had an allergy attack there about 2 o'clock this morning, and I'm still hoarse. But anyway, man, trees are blooming, and which ain't... might be a bad thing, I don't know, but anyway, the cedars, it's terrible. I know there's a lot of you out there that's got allergy problems. Anyway, currently 68 degrees at Hollis, 63 at Cheyenne, 56 at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 53 at Slapout, 60 at Alva, 60 at Fairview. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, it's a little bit warmer. 66 degrees at Wellington, 71 at Childress, 61 at McLean, 55 at Lipscomb. And so anyway, we've got some nice weather out there. I think we got a couple chances of rain in most areas all week long, and it's going to cool down a little bit, but nothing crazy anyway. How was you guys' weekend? Good? All right, mine was good. I finally found time to go to a bull sale. I've had we're in the midst of redoing a house and got all moving and all kinds of things going on, and I haven't found time to go to some of the wonderful bull sales that we've been having around Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle. But I did get to go with my buddy, my Vietnam Desert Storm vet buddy. We went to the Davis Bull Sale over at Burns Flat at their new facility, and it was a good bull sale. Prices were good. Got to see lots of folks that I hadn't seen in a while, and looks like I seen the famous Jimmy Taylor, seen the famous Dean Kephart, and then my old ex-brother-in-law, he was there, and just lots of good people there. The food, I don't know where, I know that was certified Angus beef, but that prime rib that the lady had there serving Saturday at the bull sale was very good. It was awesome is what it was. So anyway, thank you. I remember them saying her name, and I don't remember what it is. And but anyway, it was very good. The bull sale was very good, and the crowd was good. I got tickled. I was watching one of the, I won't say names, but anyway, the gentleman from Elk City had his granddaughter, I think, that was with him, and he was letting her do the bedding, and she was laughing and smiling, and anyway, she bid one time too many on one of them, but he was nice to her. He didn't give her the, why'd you do that look. It was pretty fun to watch them there on the front row do that thing. So anyway, it was all good. A lot of good people there. So anyway, the auction went very well, very smooth. The wind out of the north was kind of making things a little, not too bad, but just a little bit uncomfortable other than that. And it ended up warming up, and the sale facility there on the inside was good. And Jordan's already said they're going to expand it, make it a little bit larger, because they had a standing crowd in there along with the seated crowd. But it was pretty good. So anyway, congratulations to Jim, Debbie, and Jordan, and Nakona, and the kids. Great sale. And then what else got going on? Not much. My oats are up. My oats actually came up last Wednesday. Started creeping out of the ground last Tuesday. But yesterday, the ground is green, and it looks great. I've got a little issue with some animules. 30-acre oat field, and I counted 67 deer on there. So that's a little over 2 deer per acre. So we're going to do something. I'm not going to go into details until I see it works, but I got some hog and deer repellent spray coming. I'm going to give it a try and see how it works. If it works, I'll let you guys know. Don't want to get anybody's hopes up too high yet, so, but I will check it out and see if it works. I know one of the things it is to it, that I was told that there needs to be another food source close by. And I guess this thing puts out a smell, stinks, and they don't like it. But if that's the only food source around, they'll finally, I guess, learn to hold their nose and eat it. So I'm going to give it a try. It's supposed to be in here pretty quick. I'll give that a whirl, see how that works. And like I said, I'll keep you guys up to date on it. Well, let's see what happened last night in the markets. And, oh, wrong one. There we go. I got it. Sorry, I didn't have it up. Oh, I wanted to go over some of the new stuff that the mezzanets got out before I get to what happened overnight and the grains and stuff. It's pretty cool the new mezzanets got. You peanut farmers out there, it's got a deal going on there for leaf spot. So that's pretty cool. And then it looks like basically all of our ground temperatures, our soil moisture, our soil temperatures are somewhere between up in the high 40s up north. We're in the low 50s in the southwestern part of Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. But this first hollow stem early varieties current conditions, according to that map right now, basically if you draw a line from Beckham County through just part of Dewey County on up towards Alva in that area, it's you're in the probability of the first hollow stem, a high percentage. Roger Mills County and parts of Dewey and then on up in there towards Fairview in that area up there, you're in the middle of probability, 50%. Arnett, or Ellis, Woodward, up into Beaver and stuff, you're in the, it's coming. You're really close with these warm temperatures, it's coming, and that's for the early variety. And the late variety, you're still there. It's just this ground's warming up. This is very unusual. These trees are blooming. I've seen some fruit trees with blooms on them this morning. Hopefully we get lucky and don't get another freeze, which I don't know if that's, it's too early to not have a freeze, because according to the mezzanet, the latest final spring freeze ever, like, let's just start with Harmon County, was April 21st. Greer County was April 27th. Beckham County was April 28th. Roger Mills, April 19th. Ellis, April 25th. Woodward County, April 23rd. Beaver County, May 4th. So as you see, we get farther up north, the later the freeze is. So anyways, lots of cool stuff on the new mezzanet. So, all right, let's get on with the big three things that happened overnight. It'll come up. Come on, there you go. Okay, wheat and corn futures plunged in overnight trading on optimism that the treaty allowing the Ukrainian agriculture products to flow from the war-torn country will again be renewed. Russia's forces invaded Ukraine back in February of 2022, effectively halting all shipments of grains, oilseeds, and other ag products out of the country. Turkey and the UN brokered a deal in July last year that allows shipments from goods in a bid to reduce world hunger. Since the beginning of August, more than 23 million metric tons of agricultural products have been shipped from Ukraine, according to data from the UN. Soybean futures were also lower in overnight trading, even after several agriculture companies last week said they now expect lower soybean and corn harvests from Argentina due to the drought. The CRE said that it now expects soybean production in the country to be around 31 million metric tons. That's down from the previous outlook of 50 million tons. Corn output is seen at 38.6 million tons versus just north of the previous forecast of 55 million tons. Still, the reduced outlook for Argentina isn't surprising as the drought early in the season devastated their crops. Wheat futures for May delivery dropped 9¾ cents to $6.99 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 10¾ cents to $8.05½ a bushel. Corn futures were down 3¼ cents to $6.36½ a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 6½ cents to $15.12¼ a bushel. Soybean meal was up 50 cents to $4.81.80 a short ton, and soy oil fell 71 pennies to $60.48 a pound. According to the National Weather Service, March is likely to be cooler, wetter than normal, and that's also according to the USDA. Precipitation is boosting soil moisture in the eastern Midwest, where drought has been pretty much eliminated, and March looks like it will be cooler and wetter than average. From the beginning of December through the end of March, several growing areas, including a wide chunk of land stretching from northeastern Kansas through northern Wisconsin and Michigan, have seemingly they got ample moisture now. We can't say that down here. Cooler and wetter weather is expected this month in the March of the is much of the eastern Corn Belt. While that might eliminate any lingering drought on the map, it could keep farmers from actually getting into their fields on time, according to this. The overall impact for the spring increase of the chance of wetness and delayed planting in the eastern Corn Belt, we don't expect any major problems at this point. Snow in the north recently has helped solve some water issues, but much of the snow will melt and run off, leaving the moisture soil low. Drought conditions have continued because of frozen soils and long-term deficits, the agency said. We do expect some additional drought improvement in the spring in the Corn Belt. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for much of the northern United States, where snow and wind come to be a problem. According to data from the National Weather Service and northern South Dakota, winter storm warnings will remain in effect till noon. Heavy snow is expected, another inch on top of what already has fallen in the forecast. And central Minnesota and much of the northern Wisconsin, a final round of snowfall is expected to continue through mid-morning. Drizzle also is possible in the area, and any snow left on the roads will likely turn to slush by this afternoon. All right. Okay, when we come back, I'll have a little bit of a forecast for you for West Texas, or for the Texas Mesonet there. Probably I'm going to do Childress today. I hadn't did them in a while. So we're going to do get your weather forecast for children. We'll come Childress, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about current market prices and talk some cattle. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000. and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. As you guys always know, Monday is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour all hour long on the show. 10 head or 10,000 head, cow-calves, stockers, or feeders, selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind: profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get more involved, go to okcattlemen.org. And I want to put a shout out, one more shout out to the Davis family over there. Every bull that was sold out there Saturday, they gave free membership to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. That's a pretty good deal. Thanks, Jim and Debbie and Jordan and Nakona, for doing that. So anyway, I bet they sold all the bulls. I bet they got some new members. You never know. Anyway, let's see what's happening at Childress. 72 degrees right now at Childress. The humidity is 16%. The winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour with wind gust of 10. Peak wind gust so far today was 26 miles an hour. I'm sure that was earlier this morning. Month-to-date precipitation, zero. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 80-inch soil temperature in Childress, Texas, is 54 degrees. How about that? Okay, let's see what's happening with the grain markets right now. Let me update them. Looks like everything's in the red except soybeans when it comes to the grains here. Corn, March 645. May 637, July 626. Soybean for March up nicely to 1543. May's 1527, July's 1515. Soybean meal, March 50880 short ton. May is 491.50, July is 480.70. Soybean oil for March 6025, May 6046, July 6018. Hard red winter wheat down today. How about that? March 810, May 801. Oats are down 2. March is 336. May's at 326. Cotton is up today. Both May and July are at 84 cents a pound. All right, let's see what's happening with the cattle. Live cattle for April up 166.45, June 161.27, August 160.60, October 165.12. Feeder cattle for March 192.27, April 198.97. Man, it's hugging that 200 mark there pretty quick. Lean hogs for April, 83.80. It's in the red today. So, well, all the hogs are in the red today. May is 93.47. And June is 155. All right, let's check out what happened last week in the livestock market. I believe I did Texas last week first. Let's go with Oklahoma. We'll see what happened at the sale barns. Compared to last week, feeder steers $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers $3 to $6 higher. Demand good for feeder cattle. Stocker cattle sold $3 to $6 higher, with grass accounts continuing active this week. Steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. Carcass weights continue to decline because some of the continuing winter storms in the north. Slaughter rates have been lighter, as well as those cattle are not gaining at the highest level. On the other hand, cattle in the south have been had good feeding conditions, but just dealing with many days of high wind and dust. Rain continues to move through the state with the bulk of moisture in the east and the southeast. Of course, slaughter cows continue to move higher as numbers become higher. Slaughter cows $3 to $4 higher, bulls $3 to $5 higher. Demand was very good for all classes of cows. Supply included 93% feeder, 6% slaughter, and 1% replacement cattle. Oklahoma, 28,906 head went through the sale barns last week, compared to 32,000 the week before, and this time last year it was like 33,000, almost 34,000. Let's just check out a few of these. In the 3 to 4 range, they look like they were ranging anywhere from 238 to 302.50 for steers, and that's the 3 to 4 range. In the 4 to 5 range, we got anywhere from 233 up to 280. And then in the 4 to 5 range, we have anywhere from 219 to 255. And those 255 were fancies. So anyway, that was Oklahoma. Let's check out what's going on in Texas. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady to 4 higher. Some instances was 7 higher. Trade was active on good demand with yearlings coming off the short wheat. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to 6 bucks higher. Supply was 82% feeder cattle, 16% slaughter cattle, and 2% replacement cattle. A little different than Oklahoma, not much, but a little bit. 8,000 head went through the sale barns in Texas last week, compared to 6,300 the week before and 7,100 a year ago. Let's check out some of their 3 to 4 range was anywhere from 232 to 276, and these are on steers. And then on 4 to 5 range, it was anywhere from 225 to 285. And on the 5 to 6 range, it was 210 to 242. On the 6 to 7 range, we got anywhere from $1.94 to 210 was top end there in Texas. And on the 7 to 8 range, anywhere from 180 to 196.85. And on the 8 to 9 range, 174 to 182. And then they had a lot of 900 pounders, was anywhere from 163 to 180.25 on the 9 to 1,000 pounders. All right, so there you got it. There's what you're going on there. We got some more stuff coming up about cattle. Also, I needed to do a couple of quick things for you. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic has advised me to advise you guys to keep an eye out on your calves. They're with all these big weather swings, 80 degrees yesterday, 40 degrees this morning. They've been doctoring a lot of sick calves. So keep an eye on your calves. Look like one's got a little droopy ears or something's going on. Might need to take care of them. Just keep an eye out on the calves, and thank you, Stockman's Vet, for advising me on that. And then also, with this warm weather, the bee clusters, you're going to run across some bee clusters. And I know where Sandy and I lived over on the west side of the river last year, every year we'd have a big cluster out in this one tree. They're just moving around looking for a home. Don't bother them. Don't spray them. Don't mess with them. They don't have babies, or they're not doing this. And if you want to get them moved, get a hold of me. I know some people around here that can move those clusters for you, but usually they're gone in 3 or 4 days. So anyway, don't mess with them. We need our pollinators, and you can probably, no, I'm not going to say that because somebody will try it. Anyway, just don't mess with them. They're not going to hurt you. They're not mean yet. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, it was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 27th. 2,194 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 485 brought 247. 12 at 658 brought 204. 19 at 688 brought 192.50. 23 at 802 brought 183. 7 at 830 brought 185.50. 15 at 941 brought 179. 26 at 948 brought 176. 4 head of heifers at 369 brought 198. 5 at 553 brought 193. 13 at 633 brought 190. 85 at 682 brought 186.25. 19 at 709 brought 185.25. 23 at 755 brought 174. 19 at 844 brought 169.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 106. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 117. That's your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. I picked Fairview for the northwestern Oklahoma forecast. Right now it's 61 degrees, humidity's at 40. The winds are out of the north at 13 with wind gusts up to 19. Today, partly sunny and 70. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers and 47 for a high. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers, 39 for a low. Wednesday, another chance of showers, 40%, 54 for a high. Wednesday night, looks like you got a really good shot at some rain, 60% chance of rain showers being likely, 47 for a low. Thursday, another little shot of showers, 30% chance of rain showers, 68 for a high. Friday, mostly sunny and 57 degrees. And that's for Fairview. All right, I need to talk about one of my Jimmy's bull and female sales calendar sponsorees. Ferris Cattle Bull Sale be coming up this Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock, 5 miles south of Lenora and 1.8 miles west. Approximately 30 Angus extra bulls, Maine Angus, Sim Angus, Char Angus, Charlays for most of you people. Gentle, powerful service age bulls, tested for fertility, all the vaccinations, Ivermac, the whole works. Also selling 50 foundation quality open replacement heifers. Here you go. You guys need some heifers. They're open and you can breed them to whatever you like. Cattle available for viewing at 10 a.m. Must view prior to 1 o'clock. Cattle will be sold by ear tag number and will not go through the sale ring. Free lunch. Call Joe or Flint Ferris. Joe's at 580-445-8063. And Flint Ferris, 580-273-6718. For you people that don't know where Lenora is, it's pretty easy to find. I might be wrong. I know it's between Tologa and Camargo, but I'm not, I think it's on River Road. I've only been down that road twice in my life, so I don't know if they still call that the River Road or if it was ever even called the River Road. So anyway, it's pretty easy to find between Camargo and Visay. And anyway, speaking of bulls, let's check this out. You guys probably, I wanted to talk about this the other day, Friday, but we had two guests on here, one from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and Mr. Jimmy Smith on their Leopold Award. They got Conservation Award, so I didn't have time. So it's bull season. So what is a good bull worth? And from what I've been seeing at some of the sales around here, they're worth something. And you're going to get, don't worry. It's like Donnie, I was trying to talk him into buying some bulls over there at the Davis Bull Sale the other day, and you would have think there was a clothespin on his checkbook or something. I don't know what was going on that, but anyway, so do your cowboy math when it comes to how much a bull could be worth to your cattle operation. This week, and we've been over this one time prior before a couple months ago, getting ramped up for all these bull sales, this week we revisit the old age question based on the February 21st, 2023 USDA market report. The question has been asked forever, or at least as long as we have been breeding cattle with the notion of trying to make the next generation better. It is a classic and timeless question. It is important question at this time of the year when many bulls are being marketing and we are planning ahead for the spring breeding season. It is a question that is asked a lot. Here's your answer. I remember first hearing the answer nearly 40 years ago as a student at OSU. A good bull is worth the value of five calves he sires. I've heard that answer again many times over the years. I believe it is a good answer and a good rule of thumb to follow. The problem is it doesn't actually narrow down the range. If we do a little bit of cowboy math, this answer may in fact lead to more questions, such as, when are we marketing our calves? What is their value? A 523-pound weaned steer calf, large number one, are worth about $231 a pound for the value of $1,208 per head. Therefore, it's my future marketing plan is is to sell weaned steers at $1,208 times 5. $6,040 is the answer. Ramp it up a little bit here. 874-pound yearling steer, large number one, are worth about $178 for the value of $1,555 per head. And that's gone up since the 1st of February, I'm going to tell you. Therefore, if my future marketing plan is to sell yearling steers at $1,555 times 5, $7,775 is the answer. 1,400-pound finished steer, beef steers are worth $1.6450 per hundredweight live for a value of $2,303 each. Therefore, if my future marketing plan is to retain ownership through finishing and sell fed cattle on a carcass value basis, 2,303 head times $5 equals $11,515. That's the answer. See, Walker, I told you that one that sold for $11,500 over there the other day was a bargain, and you wouldn't listen to me. You just gave me that look. So in the current market, a good bull is worth somewhere between $6,000 and $11,500 to the commercial cattle operation. Where exactly in that range depends on your marketing plan and the market conditions. Not an exact number, because there are many layers to this onion. One key point illustrated here is that the longer you will own the offspring before the marketing, the greater the value of the bull to your operation. Retain ownership gives you more time and opportunity to capture the value of your investment in genetics. And we haven't even considered the value added to replacement females if we select daughters as our next generation of cows. So, he encourages cow-calf operations to consider their production system and marketing plan. Doing so dictates where to apply selection pressure. Genetics pay when you purchase a bull capable of improving your genetic potential for specific traits. That will translate into added value as your extended marketing input. How about that? Yeah, so next question I got for you guys. Buy or lease a bull? When it comes to buying bulls, there is not a one-size-fit-all solution. With increased feed demand and higher cattle costs, now is a smart time to evaluate your options. Consider these factors. Cost of bull per pregnancy. This should answer your question here, so I'm going to say it. For instance, buying a bull for $5,000, it results in 75 pregnancies, that's 15 per year over 5 years, equals to $67 per pregnancy. A lease bull for $1,500, breeding 15 males, equals up to $100 per pregnancy. A straw semen can also be considered and can range in that price. So right there, buying a bull is cheaper than leasing. Cost of feed. How much feed can it be you save or use by not owning a bull all year round during the breeding season? I kind of resolved that. I hadn't done it in the last year, but I kind of resolved that when I was done, because you got to know people that like to have fall calvers. I was leasing some of my bulls out to other people that needed fall calving, so I offset some of my bull costs there on the ones that I own. How much are genetics worth to your beef operation? For instance, will the operation benefit from high weaning weights or higher carcass quality? Here's number four, and last but not least, what biosecurity measures exist to ensure your herd remains healthy by bringing random lease bulls from the outside? So testing, make sure you get everything tested. And so here's the pros and cons real quick before we go to break. Here's the pro for buying. If you have a large herd, owning the bulls is often the more economical option. The ability to use a bull for multiple breeding season reduces the cost per pregnancy. The cons. Buying bulls takes capital, and if the capital is not there, lesser quality bulls might be the only option. On leasing, here's one of the pros. For small herds, leasing might be an economical and smart option, says Bob Larson, professor of production medicine at Kansas State University. Consider how many fewer days you will have to feed a lease bull versus an owned one. Could this allow you to breed an extra female or two? or also by leasing bulls, genetics can be improved on the operation. For instance, a bull that will sell for $10,000 might be available to use for $1,500 for a season. The con: if the bull has been used in other breeding seasons on one or more ranches, it's extremely important to consider the biosecurity of your herd. Larson advises bulls that spend times on multiple ranches can pick up diseases that could be spread, such as trick. So there you go. When I come back, I got some cotton news for you, some more beef news for you, and I got your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. But first, before we go to break, here's Mr. Jerry Nine on the sale from last Thursday.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, February the 28th. We sold 354 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, March the 2nd, we sold 3,640 kids and feeders for a total of 3,994 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 102 to 112. Thin cows bring 61 to 95.50. Bulls bring 91 to 126. 3-year-old open black cows bring 135 to 138, but their 2 to 5-year-old bred cows 1600 to 1610. On our steer cattle affordable for this year is 237 to 251, 5 to 550, 231 to 248, 6 to 650, 205 to 220, 7 to 750, 175 to 193, 8 to 850, 175, 50 to 183, 9 to 950, 159 to 179, and 1,000, 1,050 pound steers 163 to 168. Hunter heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 227 to 246, 4 to 450, 186 to 207, 5 to 550, 210 to 215, 6 to 650, 176 to 196.5, 7 to 750 heifers, 174 to 178.50, with our 8 to 850 heifers, 165 to 172.75, and our 9 to 950 heifers, 152 to 160. Very good market all the way through. Killing cows topped 112, bulls topped 126. 6 weight heifers top 196.5, 6 weight steers top 220, 9 to 950 steers top 179, and 9 weight heifers top 160. We'll see you this Tuesday for a cow, bull, and calf sale. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,512 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 290 brought 288. 6 at 453 brought 244. 12 at 490 brought 216. 7 at 532 brought 200. 11 at 620 brought 196. 9 at 626 brought 185. 4 at 714 brought 173. 4 head of heifers at 413 brought 208. 7 at 435 brought 216. 3 at 485 brought 194. 18 at 554 brought 187. 11 at 634 brought 168. 3 at 675 brought 170. 9 at 821 brought 162. 50 butcher cows were 60 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 96 to 129. 50 bred cows were 600 to 2,000. Pairs brought 1360 to 1875. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign all Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettsweldingcom. Again, that's everettsweldingcom. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. I've picked Bessie, Oklahoma for your southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle forecast. Currently at 66 degrees, humidity is at 38. The winds are out of the north with no gusts. Sunrise was at 7:01 a.m. if you guys were up then. Anyway, today, partly sunny, 73, northeast winds, very light. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, 56 and cloudy. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, you have a 50% chance of rain showers at 41 for a low. Chance of rain showers Wednesday also 30%, high of 57. Wednesday night looks like a nice shot of rain, 60% chance, 47 for a low. 20% Thursday, 73 for a high. Friday, 58 degrees with north winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. I don't see any freezing in there, so big shout out to Pritchard Farms over there. They got their corn going out there in their little hoop houses so that we might have some corn in April. I'll have to stay on top of that deal out there, so all is good. All right, I need a favor from all you guys out there. You know about the tornado that came up and hit Cheyenne, north parts of Cheyenne and the western parts of Cheyenne up there last week. Well, retired warden Lauren Dameron, they have a tornado relief raffle going for him. The Oklahoma Game Warden family does, and is reaching out for assistance in helping one of our own, which was hit by the tornado that made their way across last week. Retired Game Warden Lauren Dameron and his wife were directly hit by the twister, losing everything in the storm. At the moment of impact, Lauren and his wife were thrown in their kitchen into the living room, resulting in Lauren suffering broken bones and multiple lacerations throughout his body. We are praying for a quick recovery for Lauren and his wife. How can you help? They are raising funds to help the Damerons with the great financial loss of their tragic event. We are offering a very special Game Warden edition 5.56 NATO rifle to be raffled off to one lucky winner. The drawing will be held on May 1st, and the winner will be notified on the day of the drawing. Thank you for your support. Lauren is a very good guy. He listens to our show. I never had the privilege of getting a ticket from him back when I was growing up, but there was possibilities. You never know, but he is a good guy, and we need to help. So if you want to help, you can go to the Oklahoma Game Warden, State Game Warden Association page, not the Game Warden page, but the association page, and there's a link on there. And I think it's $10 for a raffle ticket, $6 for 50, I believe. I don't remember. Yeah, and then $11 or $12 for 100. I clicked on it earlier. Oh, there it is. Here we go. $13 for 100, $6 for $50, and $1 for $10. So the only I don't have a link for you to get it, but if you go to the Oklahoma State Game Warden Association page, and there is a link on there, help out. He's one of our own around here, and be greatly appreciated. How about that? Okay, let's carry on. What do we got going in? I got something else I needed to talk about. Hang on, let me go to my email. the roping deal I was telling you guys about Friday. I want to re-mention that, please. The Spring Arena Sort and Buckle Series rules meeting at 4:15. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma. 5 weeks of it, starting March 18th, not this weekend, but the following weekend, April 15th through the April 15th. And four-man teams, $120 a team, no limit, change one person. A one-time arena fee for $10 will also be collected per rider per weekly event. For entries, call or text Travis at 405-361-3523, Doug 580-547-9165, or Joshua at 580-302-3039. If you need these numbers, you can text in here to the text line. Speaking of the text line, I got a good one. One gentleman texted in, how about having a fall and spring herd using same bulls? Cuts bull cost price in half, and bulls are happier. They're busier year-round instead of out trying to pick fights with the neighbor's bulls and jumping over the fences and being 2 miles away. That's a great idea. Anyway, and he said that's what he does. Anyway, also, Lawrence Ferris, up there in the Ferris Bull Sale, has got a new phone number. You want this, you want to go to the bull sale up there, 580-751-0094. Mr. Lawrence Ferris has got a new phone number. How about that? All right, here we go. Cotton. Where's my cotton deal at? There, it's right there. Okay. Anyway, last week, where's it at? All right, sales and shipments on cotton. Net export sales for the week ended on February 23rd were 176,900 bales. That brings total for 22-23 sales to 11 million bales even. Total sales at the same point in 21-22 was at 13.7 million bales. Total new crops, 23-24 sales are already at 1.4 million bales. Shipments for the bales of cotton for the week was 217,000 bales, bringing total exports to date 5.6 million bales compared with the 5.6 million bales comparable last year. Dead on. One other thing I've seen in here I wanted to mention. Oh, a national survey was launched to gather insight from U.S. producers who plant cover crops and those who don't, to help guide this research, communications, seed development, and more. Producers of any crop are encouraged to access the anonymous National Cover Crop Survey online, basically at Cover Crop 23. Just go to www.covercrop23. The questionnaire takes only about 10 to 15 minutes to fill out, and it'd be greatly appreciated. This is the seventh National Cover Crop Survey conducted by the USDA and the NIFA. So anyway, help out on that deal. Anything else going on in the cotton world that we need to know about? WOTUS, disapproval. Yeah, great. Anyway, the National Cotton Council has got has gathered up with a lot more, the National Beef NCBA, state attorney generals from each state. Anyway, it is they're spending lots of money to get this changed on the WOTUS deal, and it's joined 34 other organizations on a letter to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, urging them to support Congressional Review Act and resolutions of disapproval of the Waters of the United States rule from the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA. God bless him. Stay after him. Get after him. That's one thing. That WOTUS deal just irks me. Anyway, we'll see how that goes on there. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, you guys, can you go to Atwoods? When I opened the Penny News that came out last week, I just looked at all this stuff. They got some deals going on, that DeWalt stuff. You guys need to head out there and check it out. $20 off on a blower if you need one. That little 12-inch chainsaw I was telling you guys back in the Christmas day. Yeah, go get you one. They got it, and they actually got an 18-inch one also. And here you go for My wife needs one of these. That's actually $100 off on a 2400 PSI electric power washer. That way I don't have to put gas in it, check the oil and all that stuff. So anyway, check us out at Atwoods. I'm just throwing that out there because I like DeWalt tools. But they got $20, $30, $40 off. And like that power washer, $100 off. Get you some of that. All right, what else we got before we go? All right. Oh, I wanted to go over the drought map. We just got a second here. Man, Kansas, southwestern Kansas, all western Kansas, and all along the Oklahoma state line from end to end is still in a D4. That D3 red is creeping back down towards us down here in the middle of central west, and there's Harmon County and Jackson County. You got it going on, and Texas Panhandle starting to add some color, but the rest of the United States looks great. That's it. Anyway, you guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
There's a good mix of music.
Really good music.